Today is Tuesday, January 11th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage. Today we have a lot of seemingly random and unrelated news, so we'll start with a story that everyone's talking about. Of course, I'm referring to the incredibly sad news about the death of Bob Saget at age 65, due to causes that still have not yet been shared. Hours before he was found in a hotel room in Florida, he had just performed on stage for his current tour. In response to his passing, dozens of celebrities flooded social media with messages about how kind and generally what a great guy he was and how much he will be missed. And you know, for a white male comedian over 50, that means a lot. Next, we have a quick update on Kazakhstan, which, if you remember yesterday's episode, is doing not well, bitch. Yesterday, authorities said that nearly 8,000 people were detained during the protests, marking the worst unrest since Kazakhstan left the Soviet Union 30 years ago. They also made yesterday a day of mourning for the 164 people who were killed, and the foreign ministry said that the peaceful protests throughout the country, quote, were hijacked by terrorists, extremists, and criminal groups. Antifa's cousins, maybe? Despite this news, as I reported yesterday, the protests appear to have died down, and the president claims that constitutional order has been restored. Okay, but maybe we should circle back on that precise definition of constitutional order, no? While we're in that area of the world, let's talk Russia. Delegates from the U.S. and Russia met in Geneva yesterday, with the United States' goal being to prevent another invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Putin, on the other hand, demanded written guarantees from the U.S. and NATO that the military alliance will not expand eastward or cooperate with countries from the former Soviet Union, as well as calling for the removal of all NATO military infrastructure installed in Eastern Europe after 1997. These talks will be followed by a special meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in Brussels on Wednesday and another session in Vienna on Thursday. I mean, even world leaders need a Euro trip to cure their seasonal depression. Here's some very unfortunate news. New data reveals that U.S. carbon emissions increased significantly in 2021 as a result of the pandemic recovery. According to the report, the increase in emissions was driven by a jump in coal use, and the two sectors with the biggest increase in emissions compared to 2020 were transportation and electric power. Unfortunately, this increase sets us back even more than we were before when it comes to meeting its emissions targets under the Paris Climate Agreement. Not only that, but emissions grew faster than the economy did. And you know, so did my lack of patience for oil companies. And lastly, we have a resolution in the Novak Djokovic versus Australia drama. An Australian judge ordered his release from immigration detention yesterday after 5 days in what he referred to as horrible conditions. The judge ruled that Djokovic had been treated unfairly. However, government lawyers warned that the immigration minister could still cancel his visa, which would lead to an automatic 3-year ban on entering Australia. And now Djokovic intends to compete in the Open as planned. If there's one thing you can count on COVID never taking away, it's the audacity. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements. If you enjoy getting your news in very short snippets with some added commentary, you can help us grow the show by rating and reviewing on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and sharing the podcast with your friends, of course. As always, if you want to know more about any of these headlines, links to sources are in the show notes. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on. Betches.